Have you seen this before?
I don't know. They all look the same. In the leaf,
the
flower. The flower.
Particular flower.
There's a beautiful blossom behind you.
Right. That's why the bees are
supposed to. It's called Boa Lotus. So one.
Heavenly.
Which one? This
Heavenly
one?
Lotus.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I come, I have to look how many are there. This time it's only one, I think.
Yeah. What name do you call?
Boa, so one. Boa is Thai word for lotus.
I don't know what.
Someone, yes. Heavenly. Boa, so one. There was another one long time ago together, this one. And that one were many blossoms, flowers all the time. But this one never at all. So I scolded it. also, every time I came, until one day, there were flowers all over each branch.
Do you think the flowers are a condition of your
soul? I don't know what the reason at all. It might not like me to say like that. Next time, I don't know how long. But I didn't say it again.
Now they've learned their lesson.
Right, right. Each branch full of flowers. Yeah.
Get you to scold this bee in a minute.
Good way, get away.
Have some kusala cheetahs and leave us alone, have some metta.
And then it will move to me.
Better not to use insect repellent if it attracts all the bees.
And I think that today not as many as yesterday.
So far.
One or two only.
Just a general question that came up in the bus on the way to lunch about how necessary it is to know Abhidhamma terms in order to develop understanding.
Pali word or any language?
I think the question was in relation to Pali terms.
It doesn't matter, because if one used the word Patisanthicitta in Pali, but no understanding about that moment of life. But if we use the language that we can understand, like the first moment of life, we don't have to think about the Pali word. But later on, it's easier to use Pali word instead of talk about long, long word like the first moment of life. See, we can use just Patisanthicitta.
It's pretty long too.
Yes, but not many. Not many like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, only seven. And I think that the difficult words are not more than that.
And also it's more precise. So if we're talking about the first moment, it's clear exactly which first moment.
And maybe we use a lot of Pali word in Thai language, so it's so common to us. But for the other language, I'm not sure. But for those who have accumulated understanding using Pali before, many in any life, they can remember very quickly. Like Kuntadao, I think it's no problem for you. Mm. So, the question about Pali term?
I think it was about Abhidhamma details more than Pali terms.
But it's just about whatever appears now. For example, seeing invisible object. Easy. Because there is seeing and there is that which is seen. No problem. And the details that seeing is not self. It's conditioned. Without its proper condition, it cannot arise at all. No problem. And what is the object seeing, no matter whether it's called, it is now appearing. No problem.
seems to me that as soon as one starts discussing the reality of the present moment, there's no way you can avoid talking
about Abhidhamma. Right. And we learn to understand that it's not self. From the very beginning, like seeing, it's gone completely. So how can it be taken for self? How and when and why is completely never come back again. So you cannot find it anywhere after it has gone. So it begins to understand whatever appears as not permanent and no self. So it's all about realities right now. And when you heard about this, you know who taught this. Otherwise, it cannot be known. And how can we have more understanding without understanding whatever appears? Can that which has fallen away be studied? Can that which has come yet be studied? So, Satyayana is very firm, understanding that it has to be developing understanding from not understanding at all, to be beginning little by little to see the truth of it as no self. Problem? Or no problem? And problem is ignorance. Right understanding cannot be problem at all. Think of the new world. No one at all. Only reality, the absolute reality that no one can deny. For example, can there be anyone out of visible object? Can there be anyone out of visible object? Looking in the mirror. Is someone there in the mirror?
Only when they're thinking that there's someone there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just that which is seen.
Uh-huh. It's so clear to see that it cannot be taken as something, but ignorance does not accept that way. So there can be the understanding of the difference between ignorance and right understanding of a reality which appears.
New moment, new world, new opportunity to live alone again.
Yeah. To understand what is the absolute truth. Otherwise, still live in ignorant world.
Constantine, this is what I asked in the morning. Like, say, there's a seeing and seeing. Okay, there's a moment of seeing which has a visual object as its object, Aramanaya. And then just ignoring all these sequences, Abhidhamic sequences, then there would be some kind of sort of cognition or recognition or thinking of the object, knowing what we have seen.
Only thinking.
Yeah, so that moment is just thinking. And the object of the thinking is not Abhidhamma.
It's a reality.
It's not a reality. Yeah. Then, so can we say that at that moment, it's what we have to see is thinking. But instead of just seeing thinking as thinking, we take what we've seen as real. Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, if we do not see thinking as thinking, we live in the world of concept. Can we say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a very common thing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, to see realities as realities is the same as the world, or seeing the world of non-concept. Jonathan?
It has to be a very precise, which moment is where of experiencing only reality, and what moment experiences concept.
Yeah.
And so to put it very simply, because several people were interested in the tissue box, which no tissue box, so a moment of seeing what is visual, what is seen, and then afterwards thinking about idea of tissue box or table, and at that moment of thinking about tissue box or table, thinking is reality.
Yep.
Thinking can be known as reality,
yep.
But tissue box or table is just an idea.
Yeah.
It can never be known because it's not real. It can only ever be thought about.
Yeah.
So it's not the object of understanding.
Yeah.
But seeing can be object of understanding.
Okay.
Visible object can be object of understanding. Thinking can be object of understanding. But tissue box or table are ideas only. So they don't arise, they don't fall away, they're not impermanent, because they're just thought about. So they're not the objects of understanding, only the objects of thinking.
But ordinary people are not trained to see seeing as seeing, a visual object as a visual object, or thinking of what she was, he has seen as just thinking. And for that kind of people, the world is full of concept, isn't it?
What you mean is that even though, like for the enlightened ones, there's just seeing a visual object and thinking about tissue box or table, the difference is that for those who have developed understanding, there can be understanding of the reality of seeing or visual object or thinking. But if there's no understanding or one's never heard the Buddha's teaching, it's just the same, seeing visual object, thinking about tissue box, but no understanding, no different knowing of anything about what is real and what is concept. So what is concept is then taken for being real.
The tissue box is taken for being the object of seeing. Yeah.
And I am taken for being the person who sees.
Yeah, yeah.
But the seeing, the visual object, thinking just the same.
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't need any training to see visible object or think about tissue boxes, what happens anyway. So just like normal, but beginning to develop understanding.
The question is actually about using the term world of non-concepts to refer to the world of dhammas.
Awkward, isn't it?
Okay, if one says that no concept, what is there?
Yeah. When I say no concept...
No, answer again.
Who is going to answer? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I say and the world of no concept, mean that the world of seeing realities as they are.
Now there's thinking, right? People and things in and around.
Mm.
And when one understands that people and things now are not real, at that moment, what is there?
Thinking about what?
Without thinking, can there be idea of people and things?
No, no.
Mm-hmm. So we can say that seeing is not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Even visible object is appearing. Ignorance cannot understand it. It's to take something out of visible object. that is ignorance. But at this moment, trying to see and understand what is meant by visible object, is right understanding begin to lessen the idea of someone here until there is clear understanding of visible object as no one, nothing in it.
I somehow draw a very, probably I have a very strong attachment to sort of dichotic viewing of the world, like we have to see the real, in the world of realities. I mean that we have to see realities as they are, yeah? No?
It's not a must.
Oh, okay, okay. There should,
the eradication, the elimination of clinging to that as me, will be.
Tanya understands reality. Yeah.
What I find so useful, and I'm saying this in case it, if I could get clear enough, that it may be of some value for you, is that this idea that there is no tissue box, it's just a label. Because sometimes we really like certain kinds of tissue boxes, and we don't like other kinds. So because we don't take them as they are, that it's just a visible object, or if we touch it, that there's a visible. That there's the basis for which the attachment or the aversion grows. And it seemed to me that the even small steps towards understanding the difference between the visible object and what I took for tissue box or a beautiful tree or something like that helped to see that what I'm attached to is not real, and that it's. And so it undermines the strength of that attachment to this kind of visceral object as opposed to that kind of Bangkok, which is just a label for certain kinds of visual objects for me in the early days listening to you.
Just a reality it which just arises and falls away instantly.
But that I found it so valuable in this way. See, oh, well, if it isn't real as I think it is.
How useless to cling to.
How useless. And so just saying it's useless, of course, doesn't mean that it falls away, the attachment. But little by little, through just intellectual understanding, it's possible to sort of, gee, I really love this view, or I love this sound of the birds instead of some car revving up, but it's just sound. See my point? Anyway, no. It was helpful for me at the beginning to see something.
So what is seen now, Cindy?
What is seen? Just experiencing.
And experiencing what?
Visible object.
Yes. Because if there is the experiencing, there has to be the object that's experienced, right? So at a moment of seeing, it's just visible object that's seen, and then thinking about people and flowers and tissue boxes.
Right.
And is it anyone who sees, or just the experience of what is seen?
The experience of seeing object.
Do you have any comment on what Nina has said? Because I have the same sort of way of thinking. I have the, so the same view as you just expressed there. Why do we? It's important to see reality as they are, because if we do not see them, then we attach to something which are not real. Yeah. So the having not having attachment to something which are not real, it's important to see realities as they are. It's sort of my understanding.
If there is no ignorance, it would be different. No clinging to any reality at all. It's only beginning to think about the impermanence of whatever appears. And to understand that it clings to that which has gone. So the most important thing is to understand what is real and what is not real. More and more, until it's very firm. And that is satyana, not only pariyatti.
So you recently you do not use so often, but you always say that you used to say that there is no sat maybe sat maybe bokkom
right or wrong. Each word is true.
And that means that these are concept.
What is concept? That which is not sat or people.
No.
Not this, concept.
Animal or individual or self. These are not real. Yeah.
But thinking is real. And it's not I who thinks. Just thinking, right? Seeing, not I who sees. So, understanding this, one knows that it takes long, long time to really insight the moment which arises and falls away. And by then, one can see that it's so real, no one there, and it keeps on developing more and more to different stages of vipassana jnana before the idea of self can be completely eradicated.
And without any expectation that there will be less attachment in a day.
And we can understand the stages of understanding, intellectual understanding, when it's not such a jnana, no conditions follow the arising of right awareness and right understanding. Even one tries very hard, that's the wrong path. So we live like before, hearing the teachings by conditions. Not after hearing the teachings, what can I do or how can I live? Usual or not.
So are you saying, Tadal, that you
already
think having awareness of, say, visible objects helps there to be less attachment to individual objects?
Less attachment to... No, if one can see seeing as seeing, visual object as a visual object is not person or thing, or car, or house, then one would have less, may have less clinging to what which do not exist, less clinging to things which do not exist.
Like your laptop.
I think it can be expectation too. So like now the understanding is so little, so even if there's right understanding intellectually for a moment, one can appreciate on an intellectual level how useless and ridiculous it is to cling to that which is not even real, or even to the reality which is just that which is seen or heard and passes away instantly. But if there is an idea or expectation that there will therefore be less clinging in a day, then this is expectation and attachment again, because we don't know what conditions there will be for attachment next moment, because it's so deeply ingrained, so deeply rooted, and we know only the arahat has no more attachment, even though wrong view was eradicated long, long ago.
It sounds like one thinks that one of the aims of developing understanding is to have less attachment to the objects in one's life.
The aim is what?
Less
attachment?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a right view or wrong view? Or it's not correct at all?
I think that it's expectation.
Clinging to oneself, having less attention.
We talked earlier about understanding for understanding's sake, and now we're talking about understanding for the sake of less attachment to people and things.
I didn't mean to say for the sake of, only that it's for myself. Not that I'm not full of expectations to when I don't even know it, for sure I am, but that it seemed just a natural consequence, a natural result of a reduction of attachment or clinging, as I little by little felt that I began to see, to be aware, some brief moment, that what I experienced through the eye door was merely a visual object, and there was nobody in it, and the memory was there immediately. It's a tissue box or it's a table or what. But that it did seem to come along with it, as opposed to developing this
in order
to order too. You know, I mean, I'm already have some attachment and expectation somehow to start coming to listen to a John Suchin 40 years ago, right? So that goes without saying. Otherwise, it might be doing something else entirely. But I didn't mean to really say that it was quite the way it sounded, judging from how it's moved on. You know, and I think that was...
If we perceive that by having more understanding of visible object, there is less attachment to things, then I would say there's bound to be, whether we acknowledge it or not, the expectation and that kind of...
Well, this is important to point out, but I think it's you know, goes along with all the expectations we have of trying to develop, I don't know, develop more understanding. You know, one moment there's an expectation and it's fallen away, the next moment and it's more pure, or not that word, or it's just by conditioned. I think to just try to, well, everything you're doing, you know, why we're here now, it's all because of attachment. I mean, there's moments of attachment that we all came together here, aside from Ajahn and I don't know who else, and you too. Are you enlightened already, and so you don't have any attachment? Or, you know, that it's purely, you know, it's good to point it out, but I think, you know, the benefits of recognizing visual object is all that can be experienced through the eye door is, to me, obvious that there's a benefit. I don't know. Is that only because I have expectation? Ajahn? That only why I have only expectation. That's the only reason I see the benefit of knowing the difference between
Panyanos. Little by little.
Well, that's what I was trying to
more
say.
Precise. Little by little. No expectation. Oh, really? Yeah. There is Panya can
different
see.
Moments,
yeah,
arises,
yeah,
too.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Different cheetahs, different
want to use the word funny, I was thinking of awareness to sati was as the beginning stage, not sure how many moments of punya, if any, are coming, arising in this nam rup that I am inhabiting this lifetime.
idea of self, though, is eradicated long before attachment. Sensuous objects.
Yeah. But the attachment to the Dhamma is the last one.
I would like to know about attachment or aversion to something that's based on mana, memory accumulated from past lives. Because these memory that create the aversion or attachment may be so deeply ingrained that it's hard for us to be aware of it.
That so hard if it's I, because that is not awareness, the right awareness.
Because there is an I when you have that.
Any moment when there is trying very hard to see, to experience, it's not the development of right understanding.
So, just forgive me my conventional low wisdom. So for example, if one has a fear of water, came from memory of past life, so how does one know this aversion to water is
when it arises, when it appears?
Then it has to do with the eye.
Understanding can see it as a moment of experiencing that reality. No one there. Like seeing now, if one tries to experience visible object as no self at all. It's not right awareness. Because the I is trying. So how can the I be right awareness? But when one knows that all dharmas are anatta, no expectation for what, when, for right awareness to arise, only when there are right conditions for its arising, and whenever it arises, Panya see that no one expects that at all. It is conditioned. And one begins to see the difference between the right one and the wrong one, the mistaken one, like the wrong path and the right path.
Like if there is trying now to understand that aversion to water, or trying to work out why there is aversion to water, or thinking about past life, or trying not to have aversion to water, none of that is understanding aversion, just a reality at that moment, risen and fallen away. Because whenever there is a trying to work it out or understand, that is I trying, different from just understanding the reality that appears at that moment, aversion or seeing or hearing, whatever appears.
Aversion will keep rising and keep falling.
So
all aversion accumulates. So when aversion arises, its characteristic is the same regardless of whether it was accumulated in a previous life,
right,
or accumulated earlier in this life. So unless we're concerned about dealing with the aversion, it doesn't make any difference.
Yes, so I would like to know, how do you deal with the aversion?
The I want to deal with it rightly. It's not the understanding at all. That is conditioned. Whatever arises, there must be conditions for its arising. By then, you see that no one can do anything. No need to try. No need to try to find method or way to know it or understanding it. Just hearing and considering. And whenever it arises, it depends on how strong right understanding is or how weak it is. So we can see that how many times a day there were awareness. See? Not at will, not by trying. But whenever it arises, it is Dhamma. Nobody can control. Without right understanding, in the intellectual understanding, there cannot be moment of right awareness of that which appears as just a reality.
Otherwise it's just more aversion to the aversion and strong clinging to oneself without that aversion. So it's no understanding. Just accumulating more aversion then. But when there's understanding, no aversion at that moment. So the answer is always understand, not me do anything.
And not just aversion. What about now? Why only aversion? Seeing is now. Why not understanding it? Because of lack of understanding enough to condition right awareness and right understanding of that which appears. Not only aversion, whatever appears.
Because of the strong attachment to pleasant feeling, and one would like not to have the unpleasant or feeling or the aversion. But this is because of clinging, not understanding, not detachment from what has arisen.
And why do we talk about seeing, hearing and aversion? Just to have more understanding, to see that they are not self. This is the way to lessen ignorance. And it will lead to more detachment from clinging and ignorance. Only by hearing and considering no expectation to have awareness. When there is attachment to awareness, one can see, understanding can understand. That's wrong. So right understanding understands the wrong path. Otherwise, it will keep on going the wrong path.
Jonathan, I somehow agree with your statement that if one thinks that one do not see or one do not take, say, visual object as a sort of a car or person, then if one doesn't take these realities as sort of concept, yeah, then one may have less clinging to this sort of concept, yeah. And then you said that this seems to be somehow not healthy attitude. It is more like an idea motivated by self, yeah? Expectation. Okay, I can see that. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask Khun Su Chin, because there is five sense doors, yeah? And say, during one sequence of all the chittas, which take at, say, no mind door, but idle way, yeah? Idol can sort of just at the end of the sequence, is there any cognition that what is seen is a tissue box? Mean that in that one sequence, when it's thinking must follow through the mind door, yeah? Okay, so
through the idol process,
there's no way
visible object
to
is the
see.
Same
okay,
object.
Okay, that's fine.
All those cheaters.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's only through the mind door one may perceive it as a tissue box.
Thinking okay. Can think about a tissue box.
In other words, at the idol,
only visible object can ever
mean
be
mean that there is no concept involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And through the ear door, only sound can be experienced through, by all those
cheetahs.
It's cheetahs.
Only through the mind door. Okay. Mm-hmm. Concept. Things may be taken as something else.
Yes.
Mm. So at this moment, can anyone understand precisely what doorway whisper object appears? Because they arise and fall away very rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
And it can appear through idol or mind door, so impossible to know which. But mm-hmm. We know no concepts experienced through idol process.
That I'm referring to. This as the world of non-concept.
When there's no people and things.
Why do you prefer non-concept instead of world of realities?
That's right. Realities, okay. The world of realities, which are not concept.
So only seven objects can be experienced through five sense doorways. Mm. No other objects can be experienced through those five sense doorways.
So it's not a matter of trying to see whether touching heart is here. Mm. It's through what doorway? Impossible. Mm. Just learn to know the truth of it. No one there except that reality.
In general, if there is a sort of there's an occurrence of, if there is, so, one moment of seeing, yeah, that takes place on the eye door, yeah, how many sequences of thinking will be followed? Can we say or we cannot say?
After the idol,
many, many.
Impossible to count.
Okay, good.
Many.
Yeah. That's why it's impossible to know whether it is now through sensor of mind, which follows immediately. Many processes too.
And that means that all these thinkings, yeah, at the mind door should be seen as they are. They are just thinkings.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Moments of thinking.
And now, as Jan often says, it seems that there is light and visible object appearing all the time.
Yeah,
but actually just brief moments when the object experienced is light, when visible object is seen, and the rest of the time darkness, all of them, at each moment when there's thinking about what is seen and ideas of tissues and tables and moments of hearing of sound, or at every other moment, the world is dark, but so much attachment to that which is seen. As soon as seeing has appeared, it seems like it's light all the time.
What you? Sorry.
And this is why she was talking about asavas and ogres and yogas, because even though it may seem there's no strong attachment to what is seen or heard, because we've heard a lot about visible object and sound, but the asavas, the more subtle attachments to what is seen as soon as there is seeing, totally unknown.
Okay. So say there is a moment of seeing, and that may be followed many moments of thinking. Yeah? Then we take this what we see as something else, which is something which are not real, and we tend to cling to.
Let's say there is thinking about tables and people, but even those with no wrong understanding, even the arahats think about people and tables, but it depends on whether there is any wrong understanding arising as to whether table and people is taken for being real. But just because they're not taken for being real doesn't mean there's no more thinking about tissue boxes or which one likes best or about tables.
Well, now there's no tissue box, but there's still the idea of tissue box.
Some people said they like that example.
Okay, Christine. Say there's a moment of seeing, yeah, which may be followed by many, many moments of thinking, yeah. And for
in
us,
in between, because there is moment of seeing process again.
Okay, for us, yeah, when there is a moment of thinking, yeah, probably that would be a acceleration, yeah, quite likely.
It depends. Oh. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no development of understanding, because usually akusla.
Oh yeah, yeah. Usually.
But when panya. Condition, moment of awareness with right understanding, it cannot be akusala. Until after seeing kiriyacitta for arahata arise, one can see. How can that be impossible without right understanding develops?
And there can also be thinking of people with kusala cittas, example, like when there's metta for those around, or giving some offering or some gift. So the object is people, but it's kusala citta. So the aim is not to stop thinking about people and things at all. Just develop understanding of what is real.
Okay, so the aim is to see seeing as seeing, visual object as visual object, when there is a moment of thinking, which may have concept as its object. Then, then should be aware of that thinking too.
Should be aware.
Okay. In that there is a possibility of that thinking become an object of
by condition. By
no expectation or no trying or thinking it should be.
But not in succession like that.
Impossible. Could you just elaborate?
Well, because you're talking about awareness of a moment of seeing followed by awareness of a moment of visible object followed by
sounds like a program
in the following process.
It's more likely.
It's more likely because we know that awareness is weak to begin with. So whatever object it takes, that is that weak, you know, awareness of visible object, if it's going to be apparent, it would have to be many, many moments of awareness of visible object. Otherwise, it was just awareness of one moment.
No selection, no expectation, no matter seeing or aversion or feeling it, just whatever appears.
And when there's the understand of this, no doubt about the Upanisya Kojara, Arakha Kojara, and Upanibandha Kojara. See, just right now. It's not Upanibandha Kojara yet when Panya is not strong enough. But when there are conditions more and more, higher and higher, Panya. And when that happened, one understand. Natural object as usual. But instead of asava, okha and yoga, it's right understanding.
I'm wondering if Abhidhamma would combine as a group, combine to a group these five sense doors, a moment of seeing, moment of hearing, etc. Kind of a sort of binding together, not binding, but sort of grouping together and saying that these are purely sort of pure processes which do not involve with thinking. No, you won't do that.
Well,
there is a term for the moments of seeing, hearing, smelling.
Without thinking at all? Today, no thinking at all?
Yeah, it's I'm just hypothetically think. It's impossible. There won't be such thing, just seeing, hearing, and it's impossible. But when to categorize things, is there any way of categorizing these five senses as a bunch, which are purely sort of expressing sort of all these objects?
So you can say that when the cheetahs arise in the sense door process, the five sense door processes, those cheetahs in those sense door processes just experience a rupa, a reality, a rupa. That's it. No concept.
Okay.
But in the mind or process, the object can be reality, nama, rupa, or concept.
So my question is there any term or is there any sort of category which bind, sort of group together all these five sense dual processes?
Like now. Or different from now?
No. Right now, each so that's a seeing, a moment of seeing is followed by many, many moments of thinking.
What about when right understanding is there instead of ignorance?
Then thinking may be seen as a thinking.
That's why it needs intellectual understanding. Otherwise, right awareness cannot arise at all.
When, because often you say that to be aware of seeing as seeing, do you mean that there should be awareness of seeing as thing, which it doesn't involve with thinking?
For example, whenever it arises, and no idea of anything, But at that moment, there is the understanding of it instead of just idea.
Mm.
It's different from idea about it
mm.
because it appears to the developed panya as a reality.
Mm.
That's why we understand realities as realities.
Mm.
Because of their characteristics are not like tissue box,
mm.
but it's that which appears as it is.
Mm.
For example, hardness now appears. Is there any awareness and understanding of it or not at all? Right understanding can see. Because when awareness and a level of right understanding arise, it appears to that awareness and right understanding, different from when it appears to just body consciousness with no understanding. And at moment no self. Because the object appear as a Dhamma, not just as a tissue box or anything. So there can be the understanding of moment with right awareness and right understanding at that very moment that it's not me who is trying so hard to have such understanding. Even now the object appears, but not as it is to no panya. No awareness. It appears as usual, hardness only. No idea of the truth of it.
So when you say see things as things, it doesn't mean to be aware of
that
individual,
is awareness.
Individual citta which takes place at the idol.
At this moment, what appears through idol, like now, what appears? At this moment, what appears? Nimitta of visible object, not a visible object. Even,
falls away so fast, impossible.
But even so, there is no thinking about whether it arises and falls away so fast. But there is the beginning of seeing it as a reality. So it's meaningful to say a reality if it does not understanding. If it's not right understanding at that moment, one cannot say that it's a reality.
Sign or image of reality.
Okay. What?
Nimitta. The sign or image of reality.
Why is it important?
Because, for example, otherwise people may wonder, how is it possible for there to be awareness of dosa? Because, you know, at the moment that dosa arises, there cannot be understanding at that moment. So when the dosa has fallen away, how can it be known? Because actually it's not the reality itself, it's the image of dosa that is known, and that's why visible object, we have no idea whether when visible object appears, whether it's arose in the idol process or the mind or process immediately afterwards, but it's the image of visible object, not the individual visible object that is the object of understanding. And even when an understanding is very highly developed at moments of vipassana jnana, the object is actually the nimitta of reality, not reality itself. I think it helps to clear up a lot of confusion, so it's not a matter of understanding, you know, individual reality that has fallen away so quickly, but the sign of that reality. And usually there is thinking about the sign of table and tissue box, but by understanding, the understanding gets closer and closer to the sign of the reality itself.
So here you say nimitta, yeah?
Nimitta.
Nimitta of the visual object or nimitta of seeing?
Whatever reality it is, any
So nimitta is reality.
So any conditioned dharma has nimitta. Only nibbana has no nimitta, no sign. Any conditioned dharma, because it arises and falls away, that's why it has a nimitta.
So meaning that there is a nimitta for a visual object and nimitta for seeing?
Both.
Both.
All conditioned reality.
Conditioned reality.
So it means that when there is awareness of seeing,
the characteristic of seeing is there to be known.
Oh, because there is nimitta. Nimitta of seeing.
Only nimitta can be known.
Okay.
In the Atasalani, it gives the simile of the waving of the fire stick, you know, like waving a firework around. And it is, when it's waved around fast enough, it's actually an image that is seen, not the fire stick itself. So it's like a photocopy, a replica.
How can there be the nimitta of a flower on the tree?
Flower on the tree? Nimitta of flower on the tree?
Look.
It sounds very it's a concept.
Look.
It doesn't, it shouldn't exist.
Yeah, but without reality, can there be such concept?
No. But it should be a nimitta of a visual object, which will take us, we wrongly take us tree or flowers.
And it seems like not only flower is seen, leaves too, and other kind of flower too.
Many different.
At the same time. But actually just one moment, arising and falling away. So the world or citta is like the magician, the best of magician, the very clever.
Okay. For say for a beginner, there may be a sort of low level of awareness, and when that awareness.
What do you mean by awareness? Low level for a beginner?
It means that some kind of sati, which one thinks that it must be awareness. Okay, I'm aware of.
That's not the right way to understand it.
It's awareness. Why is it awareness? Just thinking about awareness.
Yeah, but my question is that. Let me be more precise. If awareness appears through the mind door and then through the eye door and the mind door, which
awareness appears through the eye door.
So awareness of either seeing or visual object may appear.
Can it arise when it's not satyayana? It's only the beginning of understanding intellectually.
So that kind of awareness is...
What kind?
No, the awareness which is aware of the vision
when?
Of at the mind door.
So that is not the beginner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not the beginner. Mean that if one think that, my question is, if one think that I'm aware of...
That's wrong.
Yeah, that's the point. It's quite unlikely. It's not true.
Never any I who is aware.
No. I'm saying that it's mere sort of thinking.
Make believe.
I don't mind sitting in the hot seat tonight because only today and tomorrow. I can come until February, so yeah. I don't mind at all.
I get a badge at the end.
Because I always think how much I paid for this trip and how much I got. It's calculated.
Spoiling it.
worthwhile.
So every reality is, every reality has or associated with its own nimitta.
Every conditioned reality.
Okay, good. Or except nirvana.
Yeah.
It sounds like an nimitta is kind of a sort of, it's, how do you say, it's, yeah, it's an nimitta. We show that I'm here, mean that I have this kind of characteristic. It is represented as a nimitta.
I have this characteristic.
No, no, each reality has its own, each reality has its own characteristics.
Yes.
And
it's,
that characteristic is
it's
sort
represented
of
represented.
It represented. Yeah,
or
yeah.
appears as
yeah.
nimitta.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there cannot be the understanding of the five khandhas as upadana, object of clinging. All five means all conditioned realities.
We cling to these things because of their nimittas?
No understanding of nimitta as what?
If there was no nimitta of these realities, they could not be known. The characteristic, the reality could not be known if there was no nimitta.
But can we also say that because of the these nimittas, we take them for something else?
Yes.
Because of the nimitta, there's clinging to details, the signs, and then the ideas of tissue box and people. Because each one is different, each khanda, each reality is different from each one, each sound is different from each other's sound. So each sound has a different nimitta. So not all sounds lead to thinking about dogs barking. So it depends on the nimitta of each sound as to what kind of thinking there is.
And each moment of thinking has its own nimitta?
Yes.
Or without nimitta, there can be thinking.
Without nimitta, there's no thinking?
Yes, in the dream.
What did you say? In this dream. When in a dream.
But when there is the word I dream, nimitta of the I.
When? Oh, go ahead.
And because there are no realities, there is
no
sense of process.
So you mean it's thinking without nimitta, you mean thinking without nimitta of visible object or sound because they are not experienced, so it's just thinking of concepts without realities appearing in between.
In the short period of seeing something and knowing, say, something as a tissue box, yeah?
Why teach you back? Why not?
okay. This bottle. Here.
We're attached.
Okay. There could be awareness, yeah? And that awareness.
Expectation.
No. Support. Yes. Not for me,
yes.
But for somebody who
knows. Yes.
No, the point is that so seeing can become a object of awareness, or thinking
or
can be a object of
awareness.
But when thinking becomes an object of awareness, yeah, that thinking which takes seeing something as
seeing as yourself.
That awareness tell.
At that moment, without awareness, there cannot be such understanding. That seeing is just a reality.
But when thinking, which follow one moment of seeing, can tell this tell the awareness that this thinking is something which just follow the process of seeing.
What about seeing before thinking?
So the point is that whether awareness can be aware of the sort of sequence of this sense door and mind door.
No name, no label.
But in general, yeah, moment of seeing and I don't know how many moments, say several moments or 10 moments of thinking about what one has seen, yeah. All together, yeah. We will conceive that whole process as seeing something. Mean that seeing a tissue box. Right. When we think that we saw a tissue box, yeah. Yeah, then there's
everything
a moment
mixed up.
Mixed up. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, there will be a moment of seeing, yeah, a moment of seeing, and many moments of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
so many processes before there can be an idea of tissue box. The record, for the listeners, we now have the tissue box.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, it's the object it is seen, and the idea of tissue box.
Is it the pretty tissue box or the ugly tissue box?
Yeah.
And what about the dogs?
The little doggies holding umbrellas. I mean, really.
Is it the
visible object?
Yeah.
Is it
thinking
is it
after.
The object of attachment?
The visible object in the visible object, huh? Cute little Labradors.
Not by looking.
Look at this little Labradors. I'm very attached to Labradors. If it was like a Rottweiler, I wouldn't care as much about it.
I keep asking. You have to ask. Otherwise, you miss opportunities. These real opportunities. You have to ask. Otherwise,
we agree.
For the sake of understanding.
Yes.
No. And it can also be a way of sharing Dharma so others have the opportunity to listen. So sometimes when questioning, it's also a way of sharing too.
Yeah. I think it's for the sake of having less wrong understanding.
Yes.
When there is right understanding.
Yes. To clarify what is right and what is wrong. Because, again, when we talked about the asavas, ogas, yogas, one of them is wrong view. So we learn that wrong view can be so subtle. As soon as they're seeing, even in the idle process, there can be wrong view. It comes, but it's unknown. So by clarifying and questioning, it's a way to understand more and more subtle kinds of wrong view. Otherwise, if they are not known when they arise, can never be eradicated.
Even there's no dog here, but there is the idea of a dog or two dogs.
I really do not differentiate sort of the arahat's thinking of visual object and the very ordinary people thinking of a visual object. I know that technically arahat experience all kriya chittas, yeah? And for us it's quite likely that it's aksa chitta, probably attachment, yeah? Then, but it's sort of concept become object of thinking, yeah? Which takes place after seeing something, yeah? Then, as far as object is concerned, it's the same, no?
Thinking wisely or unwisely about the object.
Like or thinking this as a real. Mm-hmm. And thinking something seen as what? Just a visual. No, it's not a visual object. It's already a concept, isn't it?
But, for example, like thinking about making an offering for someone or just thinking about wanting something for oneself, thinking about a person with attachment, thinking about a person with metta.
No, probably the question I should ask is like this. How arahat treat concept as concept? I would see the teach box. Eh?
Right understanding is there.
Oh.
Otherwise, there is the idea of something permanent. Like now, panya is panya.
Okay, I got you. Mean that I don't want to see tissue box, but he doesn't take any of these moments as self or permanent or
a thing that is experienced.
Yeah.
Like now, it's just seeing a visual object and then depending on what way of thinking there is about what is seen.
But he still knows, he or she still knows table. Which is hard, and chair is for sitting in.
For the arahat, there is still the idea of a table that is solid, that you can put something on it and it won't fall to the ground, or and the chair is for sitting in, and this is where I keep my toothbrush, and that is so and so a person.
This is Tadal's computer.
Belongs to so and so.
However,
no wrong view, no misunderstanding.
Well, does that fit with what you were just saying?
Yeah. But ordinary people do the same thing?
Yes.
Because they are not arahata. Otherwise, no difference.
But there must be a difference between the two.
The Buddha still knows which is his place to
because
sleep.
Because earlier you said something about the arahat still perceives a tissue box, but it's not permanent or real or something like that,
It is not object of clinging or kilesa anymore.
But I was saying, well, he also knows that the table is where the meal is for this or eating meals or something.
With kiriyajita.
No, my question is more like this, whether tissue box exists or not. That's the point.
What you mean?
No.
No tissue box.
Okay.
there's
no tissue box, but Allah has somehow perceived tissue box as what?
A reality.
Just
thinking.
Okay. Object of thinking. So in that sense, the tissue box doesn't exist.
Never existed, never will exist, and doesn't exist whether there is understanding or no understanding. So no difference in the way that the tissue box is lifted, but now we think we're lifting a tissue box in reality, but when there's right understanding, no misapprehension that it's hardness that's touched, and just citta-citta-sika and rupa.
And that's that which is seen arise and fall away, even right now. Who knows? Arahata. But it doesn't mean that an arahata experiences this all day.
That's indeed the arahat is the one who is fully enlightened, who has no more defilements at all.
Okay, so the big difference is ordinary people, put it in ordinary people, t- take these things as something which exists. Our heart would never have that kind of concept, idea. Because he sees a moment, he lives in the, he lives in truth, from moment
only,
to moment.
He knows in truth there are only realities. Mm. So that's why it says, like in the beginning of the Mula Pariyaya Sutta, the ignorant worldling is the one that takes earth element, Patavi Dhatu, for being something like table or chair, whereas the trainer, the realizes, the one who is Sotapanna, no more ignorance, no more idea that it is a thing or a person, because they understand that it's just a reality. And the same for each element.
So does it mean that after seeing ordinary people, ordinary people see a tissue box in the part of thinking, as a part of thinking, ordinary people perceive a tissue box as tissue box, and then Arahat would perceive what? Arahat would not have an idea of tissue box?
Why not?
As a seeing.
He perceived it as a tissue box, even though he realized that there is no tissue box.
He can call it tissue pot box, but he knows this is just the conventional world, smuti satya. So the conventional truth that this is tissue box, no doubt that the paramatta satya, the absolute reality, is just hardness, visible object appearing, no tissue box in reality, that it's just conventional usage. To Dow's computer, tissue box. This is Sarah, just conventional usage. But in reality, no Sarah, no computer, no tissue box at all.
But still there's an idea of tissue box and computer.
Why not? Idea of Ananda, Sariputta, still distinguishing which is which. But no misapprehension that in reality there really is Ananda or Sariputta, because what is seen is just visible object. What is touched is just hardness. What is heard is just sound. Just citta chetasika rupa only.
Okay.
So life continues on as normal, nothing different. Still seeing visible object, thinking about tissue boxes, my computer, just like normal, but with or without understanding.
So he has to know where he left his bowl. Otherwise he couldn't go Bindavan.
But the person who does not study the teachings about reality cannot understand what's meant by visible objects. It's something, not visible object. It seems like they know, because the word visible object is known as something visible, but no understanding of that which is not a person or a thing. Like now, we are talking about visible object. Is it clear? At level of intellectual understanding, but is it clear as it is? There's nothing in there. So it can be like that from moment to moment, from time to time, when there are conditions for awareness to be aware with understanding that no one, only visible object. And this is the cultivation of right understanding, instead of ignorance as usual in one moment of citta. So the other moment when there is a little more understanding, it can condition more and more understanding with awareness. So no one can do anything, no meditation practice.
suppose that there is an individual, yeah, who doesn't have any, who doesn't have any of five sense doors.
What is an individual?
Mean that a person who were born without no ability of seeing, hearing, etc. Yeah? Can that person develop or understanding Dhamma or not?
What is Dhamma?
Reality. Thinking. So for her, him or for her, just thinking is the real.
When there is no visible object appearing, can there be the understanding of it as just a reality?
So it's hard.
Impossible.
Just
because there cannot be the development of understanding unless both those realities which experience an object, namas, and those realities which cannot experience anything, rupas, are known. Otherwise, there cannot be giving up of the idea of self. That's why the person who is reborn, who has attained the highest jhanas and reborn in Arupa Brahma realm, cannot become enlightened in that Arupa Brahma realm, because there has to be the understanding of both namas and rupas.
Then how about Helen Keller? She only had one sense door, body.
Mm-hmm.
Can she develop dhamma?
Can she hear the teaching, as it were? Because unless someone explains to us about these things, we could never think of them by ourselves. So there has to be some means of communication for a start.
So at this moment of seeing, it's time to talk about seeing and visible object, because it's there to consider the characteristics of no self.
So when you say characteristic of no self, mean that nimitta of seeing
is nimitta of seeing.
Just nimitta of seeing.
No person who has this experience or that experience.
And we can talk more about it to condition more right understanding of no self there. But if it does not appear, how can one begin to see that it's only a reality that can be seen?
Think about the word that Kuntadao used, the world of concept. I think that if we use the world of nimitta, maybe that is precisely to understand more than the world of concept, because we have the reality and we have the concept at the same time, dealing a daily life. But nimitta is present itself all the time. Maybe nimitta of the sense door and nimitta of thinking. So I'm not sure that this is right or not, that we are in the world of nimitta.
So, without nimitta, there's no concept. Can there be?
But there is also conceptualizing far beyond the nimitta of the realities, because there's all that thinking that's going on. And the object of that thinking is concepts. So when we are thinking what we're going to say next, it's not related to anything that's being experienced through the sense doors. So those concepts don't necessarily relate to any nimitta that's appearing, or that,
at that moment, no world of nimitta of reality at all, because it's just thinking about concepts. Concepts on account of those realities.
For thinking, can there be a nimitta of thinking to be a concept?
there a nimitta of thinking?
Yes.
Nimitta of all conditioned dhammas.
But what appears at that moment, what is experienced at that moment is not. So at the moment of thinking of concepts such as tissue box, there is no understanding or no understanding of thinking, or the nimitta of thinking doesn't appear because it's the concept of tissue box that is experienced at that moment. So all conditioned dharmas have nimitta, but it depends what appears at any moment. When thinking about concept, no reality, no nimitta of reality that appears.
No. The question is whether thinking at that moment, there's a series of thinking. So that each moment of thinking is associated with each own nimitta or not.
I don't think it's important because it's just thinking about concepts. Mm. But in between or afterwards, the reality of thinking, actually the nimitta of thinking, may appear. So in between thinking about tissue box, there can be awareness or understanding of the reality of thinking, of the nimitta of thinking, but not at the moment of thinking about concepts.
Yeah, it's true.
That should be a nimitta of sanya, why thinking?
Yes, sanya. Because all reality is arising and falling so rapidly. Even at moment of sanya, it is nimitta of sanya. That can be known.
But it just depends what appears, what reality is known.
Can I ask a very strange question? I know that there won't be any answer to this question, and you think I'm crazy. But say there are six doors, yeah? And then five sense doors and the mind door, yeah? When we see all the occurrences of chittas, yeah? Then how many percent of the chittas occur at the mind door, and how many percent of the chittas occurs at the five sense doors?
Uncountable.
Yeah. I'd like to know the ratio.
For
10% through the sort of sense doors and 90% through the mind door, or something like that.
Very serious yoke.
Very big yoke. Trying to count them. Trying to count the uncountable.
Even right now, see, before there can be the idea of this and that, many processes.
Yeah. But the point is that if there is a moment of sort of seeing, there would be many moments of thinking following that.
Uncountable.
And it might vary a lot from one person to another.
Just following on from Jagrit's question, actually have another one. So we know each reality, each visible object is different from each other visible object. That's why it's khanda. And we know that visible object or sanya or any other conditioned reality has nimitta because you rise and fall away so rapidly, and it's the nimitta which appears, not just one visible object, but actually each visible object is different from each other one. So why would the nimitta of visible object be the same?
Because of conditions.
Conditions.
The four primary rupas the same. Mm. So visible object
appears as same, even though it's not the same. Yes.
The characteristic of each visible object is the same.
Well, it seems to be the same, but in fact each visible object is not quite the same. At each moment of seeing, the visible object is not the same. Each rupa is different, that's why.
Visible object has only one characteristic.
visible object has that one characteristic, but each visible object is not the same as each other.
Yes, the four primary rupa arising together are not the same.
So each visible object is conditioned differently. That's why otherwise there wouldn't be ideas of...
Yeah, but that difference is known by thinking afterwards.
But
because at the moment of experience of visible object, it is just
like now,
object.
It seems like the same.
It seems
spread.
The same, but at the moment of seeing each visible object... That is
because of the four primaries, which condition it...
Differently.
It's the same quality.
Same quality, but different visible object.
Right, I know it's different, because it's a different moment.
Yes,
it must be
exactly.
Different. Yeah.
So it's nimitta because it seems the same, but actually each visible object is distinct.
Discrete.
Discrete. Discrete and distinct.
But one characteristic.
Each one is visible object, but never the same.
It's not the same bee, though.
So are you saying that all these sort of countless number of visual object, countless number of seeing, or things,
and also visible objects too,
have just one nimitta? Is what I say, what you saying? No.
Each. Because there are countless visible objects appearing, and then
it cannot be counted.
It cannot be counted.
Yeah, okay.
And
so they differ from each other.
Yeah.
However,
it is just nimitta of visible object that appears.
Okay. So it's just
we cannot pinpoint this one or that
so
one.
So it's just associated with one type of nimitta, is what you're saying?
Right. Like this type.
Because of the experience of seeing visible object countless times.
Mm. Okay.
Just to understand the anatta-ness of everything. Otherwise, it's so very difficult to see or understand the anatta-ness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is upanisya kojara. Upanisya, kojara.
Is it the reason why you often say that don't put names, don't label each reality, just be aware of it?
Don't?
You say it. It's useless to name.
Can
each
I order? Anyone?
Name each
only
reality.
The flowers.
Just understand. If there is not yet understanding, listen more, consider more, until it becomes clearer, very, very little, like now, no one, always forgetful. Many things and many people are there.
And we say reality, or we say reality has... sign or nimitta, each conditioned reality has sign or nimitta or image. But we also say at moment of seeing no shape and form, but because of seeing there is shape and form. But shape and form is also the translation
nimitta.
Of nimitta the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say when seeing there's no... So it's like saying when seeing there is no nimitta, but because of seeing there is nimitta.
And even if we don't understand this, clinging is there unknowingly as asava.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Otherwise, there is no understanding of asava, that the arahata has no asava because of no anusya. But anusya does not arise, so no one knows. But whenever it's asava, it has arisen. So each moment of seeing, right understanding is there of the degree that there is no kilesa at all. Mm. That's why after that it's kiriyacitta.
Mm. already the asava, because of the anusya, the asava ready to cling immediately.
That's why it's so very subtle and very, very difficult that Buddha didn't turn the mind to teach. But since he developed parami in order to become Sammasambuddho, he knew that people could understand, those who have accumulation only.
And it doesn't matter whether one uses nimitta or silent details or shape and form, it's just understanding of what is real, and one knows what is real must have its sign or its nimitta in order for there to afterwards be ideas in the tissue box.
Sometimes use the nimitta in the samatha bhavana jhana, there is a nimitta.
Not real.
Nimitta,
but what does that is a concept.
Without memory, there cannot be such sign of the object which will lead to become.
And
because there must be understanding of all the objects of samatha as well. For example, why thinking about hardness or patui can condition calmness, see? So people think that they have to recite patui, patui, patui in order to be calm. But without right understanding, it cannot be calm. So even samatha, development of samatha needs the right understanding to know at what moment when citta thinks about it condition calmness to be calmer and calmer. So without studying, just reading, one take patui for object of development, samatha. But that's not right. All depends on right understanding, no matter what kind of bhavana. So, thinking about patui, is there calmness now? Because no understanding that without patui there is nothing. No visible object, no sound, no smell.
Nothing that we find. Everything we find important just depends on
the war and the fighting.
Just over patui.
Just wanting patui. Only that softness and hardness. As country, beach, or anything. But in the absolute sense, it's only hardness or softness, arising and falling away. By understanding the truth of the rupa, that without the four primary rupas, there cannot be any other rupa at all, it conditioned calmness. Just patui, or tejo, or vayu. If there is the understanding that even the very beautiful diamond ring is only hardness, what's the use of wanting hardness? Just that. That's why in one sutta it just talk about the six tattu, where all realities are tattus. But in that sutta, it's mentioned only six. The four primary rupas, and the akasa, and the vinyana tattu. The most important, or the core of whatever appears now.
Akasa is space.
It includes other realities.
And Jagrit, like now, When there's touching of hardness, it can be known, and it's reality that can be object of understanding. But when there may be wise reflection of the concept, the idea of hardness, even when it's not touched or experienced, and then it's nimitta, but it's actually nimitta of concept. So it's like sign of the concept at that moment. So that's why, it, as object of jhana, it's actually concept or nimitta of concept that is experienced, not reality at that moment.
That's why jhana cannot eradicate ignorance at all. No understanding of realities.
So can you repeat that again about war and conflict is just...
fighting over hardness.
Just for...
Yeah. Fighting for patui datu.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting for earth
elements.
Fighting
is just a concept too, though. It's just thinking about...
All words.
All words. Mm-hmm. It's just all words. Floods. Droughts,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Famines,
mm-hmm.
Radiation.
School, yeah.
Global warming. Mm. All those hot issues. That just
but they're
dreaming about different elements. And
putting together different experiences. Or is it? It's based on some... sense door impressions too?
Based on...
Let's say a photograph of an image of war or drought or flood, and that contributes...
Only idea.
Yeah.
Everything we find important in life are just different elements, that's all.
And when there's clear comprehension or understanding of realities, it doesn't matter at all if someone would say something like kesa, which is the hair, tatu.
Mm-hmm.
See? The tatu of kesa.
One knows it's just mm-hmm. talking about elements or reality.
Of this or of that, yeah. So it depends on understanding. No matter what word we use.
And we can say also it doesn't matter whether one's reading the Abhidhamma book or the fashion magazine or the newspaper, because there can be understanding of dhatus or realities any time.
Yes. And by that way, there can be the understanding of one's own accumulation. That panya can understand. Otherwise, the eye stops it.
Are you saying that one has to be honest to one's accumulation?
To that which has arisen by conditions and accumulation.
Mm.
So, only that which has arisen and appear. Is the object of understanding, not that which one tries to have it happen. At moment of seeing, seeing arises, it appears, so there can be the development of seeing as a reality.
It's almost like ujjupatipanno.
Right.
One has to be very
right.
straight.
Keep straight.
Mm-hmm.
Mean that keeping honest to oneself. Mm-hmm. Don't deceive oneself.
With suppatipanno. Mm. The correct or the right one. Mm. Path. Only.
Beginning at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
resolution, determination that keeps one on the right path.
Satya. No other way.
Satya is Satya. It's not self, yeah?
Nothing is self.
Uchu.
Straight. That's why if someone said that, oh, this person is an arahata, without any understanding, it's impossible. Or even sotapanna. See how many moments.
Mosquito sound. I recognize it. There's a moment afterwards.
And that can be object of understanding anything.
Is this the... Okay. I just pretend. And they know and they leave.
See, as much as they can know.
Yeah.
They cannot understand what we are talking. And this can be conditioned for the first moment of next life with understanding or without understanding.
But I somehow being cheated. I feel that I'm being cheated because
in the next of the life,
it's not me. Then why do I have to do all that?
Like
effort?
This is not you in previous life.
Yeah.
Aren't you happy there was the previous accumulation of wisdom so that there could be some understanding now?
No matter you or not you, they are only realities conditioned by previous experiences.
That's why it helps a lot to appreciate the value of understanding for understanding's sake, not for someone.
Yeah,
no idea of being cheated.
Yeah.
No matter what you call this life or next life, they are moments of realities succeeding. What are you learning about?
I'm learning about what's reality, understanding reality.
What is the absolute truth?
What's the absolute truth?
Is person absolute truth?
Person.
Is table absolute truth?
It's impermanent. So if absolute truth is permanent, then
the absolute truth is hardness and softness.
Absolute truth means same as reality.
Okay.
So her question is, what is absolute truth means? What is reality? What is reality now? Is person reality?
Person is reality.
What is seeing now?
What's being seen?
A person or a reality, visible object?
Visible object.
And that is the meaning of absolute truth.
Okay. Person is a concept.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So visible truth is, object is
the truth.
Absolute truth or reality. And then there's thinking about person or tissue box.
Mm-hmm.
Concept is not absolute truth.
And what else is absolute truth now?
The bird singing.
The bird, is it absolute? Reality?
What is actually heard? Is it bird that's heard, or what is actually heard?
Is this the sound?
Sound, right. So sound is absolute truth or reality, but
birds singing in the trees is my thinking, object of thinking.
At moment of hearing, the absolute truth is only sound, which is the object of hearing. And hearing is absolute truth because it arises to hear, not me, not bird.
Understanding the distinction between absolute truth or reality and concept. This is the beginning, really. Because we take the concept for being the absolute truth.
And sometimes they can be conditioned to know whether what is the absolute truth at this moment from the idea of I hear the bird singing. The absolute truth is hearing and then thinking about that sound. It's not human being voice, it's only the sound of birds singing. Idea of that sound from memory. What sound is there? What sound is there?
Sound of a vehicle.
Or different sounds. Another sound is not the sound of car or vehicle. I hear a sound, but no idea about it. That's why it's, what sound is there? See? Do you hear? What sound is there? No idea yet, see? But once you know, you are familiar with that sound, you know, suddenly, like suddenly, yes. But actually it's after hearing, that is thinking.
Right.
So, by considering, one can know what's real and what is not real. What is a reality is the absolute truth. Doesn't belong to anyone, just at moment of hearing.
I have to repeat these things until February.
Because you see that it's you, Anita, at that moment, yeah, there are conditions for
always,
thinking about it.
Always.
So you know that it's the thinking which is conditioned from hearing and considering.
Yeah.
And it will bring the direct understanding when panya is there stronger and stronger, enough to know that it's only arising and appears.
I'd like to know the sort of relationship between mana and then ditti. Can we say that one who has a very strong mana tend to have more ditti?
No,
well, we can
no, because ditti can be eradicated by sotapanna, but mana is still there.
So there are two different realities, two different sotapannas.
Right, right.
People are going to leave, they have to go back to Bangkok.
Whether you know or not, I drink Kratin Dan. Kratin
Dan.
Because here it's only 10 baht.
Yes.
But not for Panya. Not for Panya, for Loba.
For my Loba.
Nobody can control uncontrollable, but Panya can understand it as a reality. With the right conditions only.
Because you ask.
Adamanu Panisa Pachai must be a reality.
The object which is desirable, that's why now, which one is Aramanupanisaya? Yeah.
For Loba.
At moment of reaching, to take it, that is Aramanupanisaya. The others are Aramanapa. But the one that it becomes one's habit to have it.
But is it visible for all the visible object as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. But who can stop liking, disliking from accumulation? So Panya can understand each moment. But how can it be the object that you select out of other objects?
And then it becomes Panisaya Gosha.
Accumulation to have such and such as Aramana. Desirable.
When Panya realizes the object as the object of Loba, of Aramanupanisaya Pacha.
It's only to understand that unavoidable to do that because of conditions, because it's the Aramanupanisiyapati. It explains how and why one
why
does that.
One takes that one and not that one.
Just to see the anatta-ness accumulation. To see that even doing that, that is not you. It's the accumulation.
And one can say it is also upanisya gochara, because it is the desire, taste, it is that reality that's the object of lobha.
Accumulated on and on. Mm-hmm.
And it is also aramana pachi at that moment, because it's experienced at that moment.
And what we talk about can be gochara, upanisya gochara, to condition the other understood moment of not having a kusala because of the understanding. So it's the protection, the amara, which protect one from having a kusala.
If there is understanding.
Right. Yeah, I was mixing up.
What did you find helpful in the discussion, Alberto?
Yeah, pretty much.
What did you find helpful? Anything in particular?
Visible and saying.
Because one
needs to hear it so much.
And the most difficult, because one's so used to take it for something all the time. It's not like other things, like sound, very temporary, and smell or taste just at that moment of experiencing. But visible object seems that it's there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of people and things out of visible object. From ignorance.
And when trying to be aware of visible object, there is something else really. When trying to be aware of visible object, it's already gone.
What condition or motivate
I try?
Ignorance.
No understanding.
Mm. And lobha is very tricky. Hidden, but it's there. Behind you, by your side, and
And at that moment, it's wrong practice. Sila bhata paramasa. At that moment,
understanding,
trying to experience that object. Because one may think it doesn't matter, or it's just a moment of trying to catch the reality, but actually when one realizes it's accumulating wrong practice, wrong path, then one can see it's dangerous at that moment, that habit of trying to catch or trying to understand reality.
And tomorrow, there's no yesterday anymore.
Another dream tomorrow.
Tomorrow, there's no yesterday anymore. No, what appears now
is yesterday for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Quicker than that. Next moment, next moment.
This moment is yesterday for next moment.
So far, the most shocking question you asked was, did you come here with faith or attachment? That's the most shocking statement I have. For me, it's quite obvious. I come to Thailand with full of attachment.
And Panya can see that.
You don't want to be cheated.
Yeah,
you pay for it. You got business class too?
No way, Jose.
Myself, my body, all the time.
Just understanding one thing makes me my trip worthwhile.
What would you like to take?
This is my Aramanupanisiyapachya, but I cannot have it because it makes me cough. So I have to avoid it, so nothing.
I take anything which makes me cough.
You take it?
Yeah.
If it's
no rule.
Yeah.
Why?
Because like this morning when I had the bad cough, the Thai friend said it's because I had a little bit of the sticky rice. So they said I should be more careful what I have because some things trigger the cough. Mm. But I think you don't cough so much. So
yes, but I still have whatever.
You still have whatever you like.
Yeah, by conditions.
And about that chocolate.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That one is the one for you and Kun Tuchin. Yes, this is your Araman Upanishad Pachya.
Just one piece in the morning, one small piece
for you. And